CITR 101.9 Discorder Radio Show is what we are. We got a very busy show for you today. Lots of jam-packed stuff. Lots of people in the studio. We're going to start it off right now with Golden Youth Jewel. Come back with all the exciting action happening in and around Vancouver. This is Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. Back on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. That was Golden Youth, a band that is based both in Vancouver and Toronto, from the Beyond Wilderness album. The track was Jewel, and they will be playing the Kealoha Music Festival, which is happening 2 weekends from now in Kelowna. There's going to be a whole plethora of great Canadian talent, lots of great Vancouver bands as well. Robocode's going to be there, Deer Rouge, Zurbin, the Zolas, the Matinee, the Boom Boom, Shad, Yukon Blonde, the list goes on and on and on. And you know who else is going to be there is Humans.
Humans.
And we have lots to talk about regarding Humans this week, because there was something huge that happened last week, and we talked a bit about it on the show. Also, I should also, how rude of me, I should also mention our celebrity guest in studio with us today. We have former CITR volunteer, current Vancouver rock star on the rise, Eddie Lamb-Halen, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, CITR. Hello, Vancouver, and everywhere else in the world.
Nice.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Good to have you back at CITR, Eddie.
Thanks, man. It's been a long time, but I really miss you guys a lot.
Nice. Well, the feeling is mutual, so we're going to get a chance to have a whole bit of love in for the next half hour. I should also mention we have three very special guests, aside from Eddie in the studio with us right now. We have three interns. We have Sophia, Christina, and Michelle. And you guys are from, is it Westbrook Secondary?
Windermere
Secondary, pardon me. It's usually just CJ and I, and suddenly we've got our celebrity guest in studio, and we have three interns, so it's a bit of a packed house, but we got a packed house, a packed show, and a pack in lots of action. Okay, back to the task at hand. We were talking about humans. CJ, how awesome was last Saturday night?
That was literally off the charts. Great party at the Burrard Hotel at Burrard and Helmkin downtown.
It was called the Hotel Takeover Party, or I'm still wearing the wristband. Hashtag Hotel Ramp Party.
Yeah, it was basically Color Magazine's Ramp Party Hotel Takeover at the Burrard Hotel.
And if you haven't been to the Burrard Hotel, basically this thing is a 3 or 4 story old school 60s sort of style motel with a nice courtyard and a lot of greenery in the courtyard. And the courtyard was transformed into this giant skate ramp and stage where bands were playing on the second floor with these various theme rooms, and everybody up from the theme rooms could look down into the courtyard for all the action. The third floor was VIP. There's about 600 people there on Saturday night. It was a really special event, and humans were the headliners. Such a cool event, and I happened to go early with a couple of Discorder magazines, as we do. I'm going to promote the magazine, and as I was dropping off the magazines in and around the hotel, I happened to bump into Peter and Robbie from Humans. So
you bumped into a couple of humans.
That I did. They're very decent humans, might I add, from Humans. They brought me into the dressing room. They gave me a shot of Jager, and they forced me to interview them. So this is a bit of that interview from the dressing room, which, and by the way, their dressing room was actually an artist theme room off the courtyard. So all this was happening simultaneously as there was skateboarders practicing the skate ramp and the bands downstairs were practicing. It was like something right out of like Spring Break, Daytona Beach, mixed with LA and in the 60s, mixed with like New York skate culture. It was craziness. Anyways, let's listen to a bit of that interview with Humans right now on Discord Radio. All right, well, I wonder if you could set the stage for us right about now. Like, just so for people listening, try to like paint a picture for what the anticipation is like. What's going on this very moment?
I think like
we're about 2 hours before, 3 hours before showtime. We're at the Burrard Hotel, and
there's like a, I don't know proper skating terms. There's like a 2-transition, 10-foot vert wall skate ramp. It's 50 feet long in the middle of this. Basically looks like Los Angeles. There's palm trees in a garden oasis with the skate ramp on the side.
Totally not in Vancouver.
And then Humans is playing on the far side. And there's going to be about 600 people on the main floor and about 150 people per level of the hotel. And it's a 4-story hotel, so...
So just quickly, what are your thoughts, expectations on this really out there event?
I think this is something people are going to talk about for the next 5 to 10 years. I'm like, oh, remember that time when they took over a hotel? People are like, what?
I think it's going to be the thing they talk about for the next 2 to 3 years.
2-3 years? Not 5-10. 5-10 is like stretching.
Pretty epic.
I think it might be that epic. I think it might be something that...
Definitely party this summer.
Best part of the summer, yeah.
Best part.
Yeah.
Nice. And maybe just some quick thoughts on Vancouver and the organizers stepping up in the face of what sometimes, you know, was called No Fun City, and there's only a couple of venues. So the fact that we're doing something so outside the box here, what are your thoughts on that?
I think we haven't been No Fun City for at least 4 years. I mean, since I've been going out, I could get drunk every day and have a great time and go to great parties and meet nice people. I think if you're No Fun City, it's because you're a no fun person. So, yeah.
The fact that they're doing this kind of event, what does that say about maybe Vancouver's tolerance for indie music in Vancouver? Like, you see it as the greater significance of not just a cool party tonight, but is like really the start of the next level of a movement?
I would really like it to be on the next level of a movement. If we can have parties like this every month, or maybe at least once a year, I'd be really happy. I'd be proud. And I'm hoping this will change something. And the fact that we always, they pre-sold 600 tickets, and then they probably sold a couple at the ground too, so that's like, you know, 700 tickets. That's pretty major.
Yeah. Word. And what can we expect from humans tonight?
Lots of surprises.
Yeah, actually, yeah. We actually really brought it. We practiced a lot.
We spent a lot of money, too.
We spent money on special effects. And we have one of our favorite kind of like side members playing with us tonight. He always really brings it. He's a percussionist, Graham Searle. He plays in Japanese Girls.
Yeah. They just put out an album.
Hey, this is Robbie from Humans, and you're listening to Discorder Radio.
Hey, this is Peter from Humans, and this is CITR 101.9 FM.
There you go, the interview with Humans. Great job, CJ, editing that one together.
Thank you.
You know, why don't we just play some Humans right about now? We've been on this real Humans tip. They're playing Sled Island. That's another band we were talking about. Humans is playing Kaloha Festival, and they're also playing the Portside Pub on June 30th, a show that was just announced, kind of the Canada Day weekend show. So we're going to play Humans right now. We're going to play the opening track, Hell Me, off the album Traps, and come back and talk with Eddie Lamb. And make music Vancouver. Listen to CITR 101.9 Discorder Radio.
CITR is proud to present a new concert series called Plugged In. Blues combo Garista and audio magician Mark Woodyard perform at the Media Club June 23rd. Tickets are $10 at northerntickets.com.
With the vast amount of changes happening in the world, it's almost impossible to get a clear picture of what's really going on.
We are trapped within the logic of capitalism, leaving us unable to imagine what comes next.
The Extra Environmentalist brings the perspectives of people who can see the whole picture and are ready for whatever comes our way.
Tune in to the Extra Environmentalist every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
This is the viewpoint that makes all places the same to you.
And welcome back to Discorder Radio here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is DJ CJ with...
with Wade. Thank you, CJ. And...
my name is Eddie Lamb, and I'm the guest for today.
well announced. Also, I have to quickly backtrack. I made a mistake. So Humans is playing Sled Island. I'm getting confused because they're playing everything. They're playing Kaloha in 2 weeks. They're playing Portside Pub on Canada Day. And yes, they're playing Sled Island in Calgary this weekend. So I stand corrected.
Humans everywhere.
Yes, including six in the studio. Somebody that Laurel, our editor, couldn't even fit in the studio. She sends her regards, by the way. Okay, Eddie. So first off, a former CITR volunteer.
Between 2011 till early 2012.
Yeah. And then you had to leave CITR because of...
a brand new full-time job opportunity, and plus I've been playing lots of music too.
Now, the only time I saw you play live was Rockioke at Rowan's Roof, and you killed it, man. That was awesome.
Well, I gotta say, man, you really killed it too, because you went up and did a couple of cool, like, Elvis songs. Like, this
guy. No way.
Thank you very much.
He's a good Elvis impersonator, I gotta tell you. You know,
are
and
you lonesome tonight?
And it still goes on. I mean, we did it last night with my cover band at the fan club, and it was one of the biggest turnouts that we've ever had so far. And it was only a Monday night, too.
So for those that are not in the know, Rockioke is like karaoke, but instead of having the cheesy background music and the lyrics coming up on the screen, you have some legit real live rock stars. And you guys will do about, what, 80, 90 tracks?
We have like over 120 tracks so far. Yeah.
So you get to feel like a rock star playing with legit musicians and doing your thing.
Exactly. So. And we do all kinds of styles too, like jazz, pop, hip hop, classic rock, metal, folk, you name it.
Awesome. Okay, so that's something you do. When can people go check out Rockioke? When and where is that?
Well, right now for the summertime, we're going to be doing it every Tuesdays at Rowan's Roof. Nice. So yeah, and once a month we do it at Fan Club, but make sure you check Fan Club's calendar for all the details on that online.
Okay, awesome. So that's your cover gig.
Yes.
Your Rockioke gig. Now, your band, though, that you do originals, they are called Cry of Silence, correct?
That's right.
All right. So tell us a bit about Cry of Silence.
Well, we inadvertently became an all-Asian band in Vancouver, and we do styles of grunge meets punk rock meets modern hard rock. So,
and you guys cover themes like the best sushi restaurants and all that kind of stuff?
Well, you know, we should write a song about that eventually. But we do have all kinds of great kinds of styles, like all mixed in one. Like someone told us that we sound like a cross between Alice in Chains meets Green Day meets Nirvana meets 3 Days Grace. You know, all that mixed in one.
Some good names to be associated with.
Yes, that's right.
So you guys are playing as part of a festival this weekend. Now, I hadn't really heard about this until just a couple days ago. For those not in the know, it's called Make Music Vancouver.
That's right. It is a free outdoor festival in Gastown. There's also one in Yaletown as well. But we'll be playing the one in Gastown on Correll Street and Waters. So that's right outside the right where the Gassy Jack statue is.
Nice.
Somewhere around there. But you'll hear us when you look for us. But we will be playing there from 9 o'clock p.m. So make sure you do come early, not just to see us, but to see all the other bands playing too. So from what I've been told, it goes from 5 p.m. until 10 p.m. at night. So good time for everyone to come check out some really cool upcoming talent and everything. So it's really cool. And we've been practicing really hard for this. We just had like a rehearsal just last night too.
Nice. Well, glad to see you guys are practicing hard. Now this event, Make Music Vancouver, has this been going on for a while? It looks like there's over 100 musicians that are playing this thing.
Oh, tons of
closing down the streets. It's going to be a great street party. It's on the summer solstice. It's the longest night of the year, so it'll probably be light right up until almost the last the encores, hopefully. What do you know about this festival and how long it's been going for, how it came about?
From what I can understand, I think it's been going on since 2011. And what they do is that they close off Water Street in Gastown. So every block, there's a band playing.
Awesome.
So you won't miss out on anything.
Man, there is so much awesome music happening in Vancouver. This is going to be a great Vancouver summer.
Yeah,
CJ, you pumped?
I'm super pumped. I'm definitely going to it on Friday.
Interns, are you guys pumped?
Yeah.
You hear that? Did you hear that in Radioland, the interns' enthusiasm?
They did.
Okay, good stuff. All right, Eddie, you guys are playing at 9 o'clock. And what's the name of the stage you're playing at?
All I know is that it's around the Corral and Water Street.
Cool. Cry of Silence, 9 o'clock. Eddie will be there. And we're going to hear a tune from you guys right now as well.
Yep, it's called In 7 Days, and it is it's really funny. This is a song about that movie called The Ring, if you guys remember that horror movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So basically the concept is that when you see this really freakish, bizarre videotape of all these weird clips and stuff, you get a phone call from that creepy girl, right? And she says that, you know, if you watch it, you die in 7 days.
Wow.
I remember that movie. That movie freaked me out.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, we decided, you know, it makes sense that if we do a really, you know, heavy horror theme song. So this is one of them.
Much different from the Craig David version of, you know, I met her on a Monday. We were sleeping together on Tuesday. Remember that track from like 2001 or something? Hip hop track?
No idea.
Yeah.
My age is showing now.
Somewhere around that time, yeah. I remember that.
This is a much cooler version. So this is In 7 Days, Cry of Silence, and you listen to Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. Days. That was great. I love the end of that. That was awesome. Although you guys are playing in not 7 days, but 3 days, 9 p.m., Cry Silence.
Corral Street and Water.
At the Make Music Vancouver. MakeMusicVancouver.ca for all the info. This Friday night, great party in Gastown. That's about it for us. It's been a great show. Thank you to our interns once again, Sophia, Christina, and Michelle. You guys were excellent. In fact, and this last track we're going to play, Michelle, you actually picked it out. We gave her this CD to listen to, and this was her choice. We're playing the Oh Wells because they are playing the Portside Pub tomorrow night as part of this Women and Whiskey night they have going there. Every Wednesday at the Portside Pub, they do a Sailor Jerry's as a different promo, and they have different bands playing. And so far, I've heard it's been a great response. So, and these guys, I saw them play last year. Really really a fun band. Molly Griffin and Sarah Jickling are the two front ladies that have a lot of poppy energy, and they're going to bring that tomorrow night to the Portside Pub and their Sailor Jerry Women and Whiskey Night. So we're going to hear, what song did you want to choose for us, Michelle? You said Secret Society is one you like the best? Track two. All right, so that's it for us today. CJ, great job.
Thank you very much.
Eddie, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for letting me hang with you guys.
And it was our pleasure.
And if you would like to hear that Humans interview again, you can check it out on our Mixcloud page and our Facebook page.
And also, we're actually going to include a bunch of photos from Friday night at the Hotel Ram Party on the Discord Radio Facebook page. Check it out.
Yeah.
In the meantime, we'll talk to you next Tuesday at 4:30. This is the OL Secret Society on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.